The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. What pleasing people instead of God can lead to. What's the difference between the claims of Jesus and the claims of other well-known spiritual leaders? And finally, how to know and or identify the phonies of faith.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. That's from Rerun. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let's start off right away by giving a shout out to our money man, Mr. Jamie. Keep it going. Bulletproof! Don't you just see him walking down the aisle? He's got his hands up. Anyway, Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667. Let's keep it straight. We're going to have Jamie on the show later on this week. He is the owner and director of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Actually, his wife, Nancy, is co-owner and co-director. Bottom line, retire the right way. So you want to do stuff the right way. Let's talk about things you want to do the right way. When you get in your car and you're driving down the road, you want to go in the right direction. Going in the wrong direction can have really bad consequences, right? Right? If you're swimming and you're in a safe area, but you go in the wrong direction where there's sharks, that can have really bad consequences. We've been hearing a lot about that lately. Well, in your retirement, where going down the wrong direction can get you hurt and where there are plenty of sharks, you want to retire the right way. You can go to retiretherightway.com. Plan right, retire the right way. Make sure that you have your no-so money, your safe money. You can call Jamie, sit down, have some coffee, just have a talk. No cost obligation. Just have a get-together. You can call him at 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. Or you can go to his URL, his website, the place that you can reach out to him, retiretherightway.com. And you can set up a time to get together, no cost, no obligation. Boom, done. There you go. Thank you very much. We'll have a chance to talk to him a little later on in the week. A couple things to tell you up ahead of time. First of all, I want to give John a shout out and a thank you. He wrote a thank you note. John was one of our winners. One of the new winners just listened to the show and he won a gift card and he sent a thank you note. Now, I'm just going to say this real fast. Those thank you notes, those thank you emails, those kind of things, or when you guys kind of give me a little bit of a shout out on the show. Okay. I know I'm supposed to be careful because you got to watch the ego feed and stuff like that, but they are a blessing. They're an encouragement. And don't kid yourself. I go through as much warfare as anybody else on an everyday basis. I mean, financially, I think I go through more, but in other things, I think I'll go through less. Here's the bottom line. I want to thank you guys for the thank yous. And please, because they're an encouragement to me, please keep them coming. I promise if my head inflates, my wife will have a pin ready to pop it at any point necessary. Special shout out to Aunt Deb and Uncle Steve for all their support and their love that they've given us for the show. We really appreciate that. And a welcome. We got John and Cindy. That's my daughter-in-law's folks are in town hanging out with Carter Bear and Stella. So it's like, hey, this is going to be kind of a get-together. And then I talked to my daughter in Tennessee, and she is not effaced yet, but she's walking around at one dilated, and she's not, and she's 3 weeks out. I said, "This, there's no way. 4 weeks out, there's no way this child's going full." See, I was 3 weeks late. Were you born on time? When you came, was it on time? Was it induced?
I don't know.
You don't know? My mom was had no problem telling me. She said, you were 3 weeks late. And I said, get the salad tongs, pull that kid out by the head.
I was number three in line, so I probably was pretty good.
Yeah, probably. That probably went pretty well is kind of what you're telling me. Okay. All right, fine. I want to talk about this one thing, and then in the next segment, we're going to talk to Wonder Julie about her house. It's an ongoing issue, apparently. But first, I want to talk about this one element that is rather important, and it has to do with pleasing people instead of God and what that can lead to. I want to read a small portion out of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, and we'll lead into it from there. It says this. Is starting in Mark 15:9 says this, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Wow. Here's the thing. Pilate knew there was something not good going on. He knew that the religious leaders were trying to pull a fast one. He tried to make it so that Jesus could get out of the situation. But it was indeed not working for him. And the verse that you got to catch is verse Mark 15:15, where it says, "Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified." And that's the issue right there. If you're on social media, if you're in some kind of network, if you're in a church network, if you're in any type of engagement, a work engagement, a social engagement, anything like that, when the desire to satisfy people exceeds the desire and wisdom to satisfy God, it can lead you to make decisions that result in disaster. When we try to make people happy, we become subject to slappy. Because what happens is you and I, in trying to make people happy, may be directly offending God. You see, there's this huge, when I say huge, I mean huge, misconception in the church about doing everything you can not to ruffle feathers and for everybody to just, you know, politely get along and no problems here. And we just want to make everybody super duper happy, even though the scripture says clearly that friendship friendship with the world puts you in an enemy relationship with God. Even though Mark 13:13 says this, all men will hate you because of me, Jesus said, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. This idea that you want everybody to love you, you know, if you want everybody to love you, don't be a Christian. That's the worst thing you can do. Because Jesus is straight down. It's either for me, in my camp, believing that I am God, or out. You're either a goat or a sheep. There's no merger of the two. And so the bottom line to that process is when we make a decision that pleases the crowd, it could lead to something so disastrous, even Jesus by name may get crucified. Let's think of that. Think of that, that by pleasing people, by Pilate not wanting to do anything but please the crowd, Jesus ended up getting flogged and handed over to be crucified. That's the result of putting people ahead of God. John 12:42-43 says, yet at the same time, many even among the leaders believed in Jesus, but because the Pharisees would not confess their faith, they would not confess their faith because they would be afraid they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praises from men more than the praises from God. When we love the praises of the crowd, when we love the praises of men, because we don't want to get put out, we don't want people to dislike us, it can lead to the crucifixion of the name of Christ. It can lead, actually, it did lead to the crucifixion of Christ. It could put us in a position where, well, our social lives will be completely wiped out. Well, let's see. You got that or pleasing God, who's the only one who's got a heaven to put us in? Ouch. Let's do this. Let's make it God first. And then everything else will fall in line. And if the world doesn't like it, what's our favorite word? Tough. That's our word. That's what we go with. Your job is not to please the world, but to please your heavenly Father, the only one who has a heaven to put you in. Get it? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this, the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you are in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you are in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Oh, boy, that was strong. That was a strong one right there. That was just really good. Before we get on to talk about Pamela, before we get there, I just want to check in with Wonder Julie and her Wonder House.
They should finish tonight.
Didn't you tell me they should finish on Friday?
They were hoping to finish on Friday, and then they worked on Saturday, and they worked on Sunday. But it took a third gallon of paint, and so now all they have to do is clean up. They have to reinstall my toilet and hang the fixtures.
Stay tuned tomorrow.
That's right.
That's all I got for you, folks. Stay tuned tomorrow. We'll find out. Let's see. We do have a trivia question. There is not a prize attached to this. Did you hear me? Even my wife can't pull this one off because she has to leave work like in the next couple hours. Not a prize attached to this, but this is for the fun of it. Let's see what you know. How many times a day did Daniel pray according to the Bible? How many times a day did Daniel pray? The phone number here, what is it? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Somebody wrote an article saying people can no longer remember 10 digits. Well, if you can't remember 10 digits, then you can't answer the question. That's pretty solid, right? Okay, we've had people calling in. Somebody's remembering 10 digits. So that's a good thing. Just asking that simple question. Why are we asking those kind of questions? These are the questions. Oh, we got somebody who's answering. Let's see if I can do this right. Is this a one or two? Which would you know which one it is? We've done two. Right? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Miss Gates.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
How are things going? How was your weekend?
Well, I actually had a pretty good weekend for a change. I had a lot of laughter, and some of it was in thinking of you. Now I'm turning the radio down better now.
Yeah, yeah. If you turn that radio down, it won't echo as bad. That's
well,
a good idea.
Well, I wanted to call you right away because I've been telling some friends about you, and I wanted to know. I also have a question that I'd like to ask you. So I hope it'll be okay if I sit down and write you and tell you how much I thank you and like you and Julie Wonder Julie. Is that it?
Yep, that's right.
Okay,
that's awesome.
And tell you how much I enjoy what you're doing. Now, I'm not feeling too well, but I do remember that Daniel prayed as before 7 times a day.
All right, so here's what he's got. So watch this. You're going to like this. So the Bible talks about him praying 3 times a day, okay? That's the scriptural reference. Mm-hmm. But in his position and the calls to prayer were, in fact, 7 times a day in tradition. So you could have gone with 3 or 7, and you would have won on that one. Isn't that great? Well, I love stuff like that because most people don't know about the traditional part. So,
Yeah.
All right. Did you have a question for me? Did you want to ask me?
Well, it's a long, long question.
You know what? I'm game.
Really something that you want to take half of the show for, I don't think.
Well, if you want to either send me an email or a note, I'd be glad to answer for you and help you out.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm visually impaired, so I can't do email right now until I have my surgery. Yeah.
Well, anytime you want to ask me a question, you can. If you think you can condense it, I'll be glad. I mean, I might not have an answer, but you can ask.
I think I can condense it.
All right, you go for it.
You know Hebrew well enough, and I've heard you preach well enough that you know what I'm – you'll know – you'll understand what I'm going to be.
You go for it then.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. So, So some people might be going, well, wait, well, the Bible says three times a day. That's what it says, and just so you can know, in Daniel 6:10. Listen, there's a tradition that has to do with praying multiple times a day. So I know you guys know this some of the other faiths and some of the other religions, that there was prayer at various times throughout the day, up to seven times in a day, kind of where you get some of the stuff that's coming out of Peter when he was praying. Here's the bottom line. Isn't that great that people are, like, thinking that through? And, boy, you know what you should be doing? Here's the – people are going to hate this. You should be just praying all the time. Because what we do is we designate special times of prayer. Here's the problem with that. The problem with that is that you're available to pray, and Jesus is available to be there for you as a connection 24/7. So if you pray seven times a day, but you pray for 20 seconds, and by the way, three of those seven do not count when you say, Lord, bless this food to my body. just laying that down right now. Okay. But the passage we were looking at primarily, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, three times a day. All right, let's see. Where were we at? Where was I doing? Oh, I was going to read about Pamela. I got to talk about Pamela, right? So this is a shout-out to our very good friend Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a
Pinocchio, no. That's right. Well, I'm getting to be a regular Italiano singer. You can't say anything. I'm Jewish. I don't care what you think. The Blessed Realty Company.com. The Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, Realty Company.com. The Blessed Realty Company.com. I'm not gonna go through the whole thing that I would typically go through in order to have you understand that if you utilize the services of Pamela, you're just going to get somebody who really cares. That's great. Here's the bottom line. Are you trying to get information in regards to the real estate realm? Get in touch with Pamela and have somebody work for you who loves what she does, love who she does it for, and loves her brothers and sisters in the Lord. Boom! That's it. Boom. We'll start using boom more. Boom. The Blessed Realty Company.com. 817-505-5541. A lot of fives in that number. 817-505-5541. The Blessed Realty Company.com. Big shout out for her. Okay, let's talk about this. I'm gonna stray. What? Can you believe it, Wonder Julie? I'm going a different direction. Who would have?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You're killing me. You're killing me. Where's that one that we got, that killing me one? That's so funny. We have some cool sounds. Here's the thing, folks. The thing is, you know, I've been watching some of the news. I don't know if you guys have been watching the news and listening to some of the different philosophical takes that are taking place. And I'm not lacking in my concern or my care for this country, like just like everybody else who listens to this show. I mean, I have a genuine concern. I hope our country does well. I've got grandkids. I would be great if they have kids, right? I mean, it's generational. You want that thing to happen. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you, well, I'd rather have that happen than have the Lord return. I would rather have the Lord return. I wish the Lord would return before I finish the sentence.
You're killing me, Smalls.
That's right. Because people who think, no, I want this to play out, and I want this to play out, and I want this to play out. Really? Don't you just want to be with Jesus? Isn't that, like, way far better? I mean, I'll just put this in the nicest term possible, right? If you heard the trumpet and you're with Jesus, you don't have to worry about that car payment. That's all that stuff's done. That whole thing is over. You don't have to worry about your health. You don't have to worry about any. That's it. Done. Every tear wiped. Come on. How is that not powerful? How is that not a draw to us? How is that not a desire? Now, I'm the guy that's sitting there thinking maybe the Lord tarries, right? Or maybe the eschatology is different than we think. Cool. I mean, I don't have a problem. I mean, the idea is, and this really is the idea, that you live for the Lord as though he's returning tonight, but that you also work as though he's not returning for years. I mean, you kind of put that balance in play. Now, the reality check is that he could come tonight for any one of us. I know you understand what I just said. But there should be nothing more important than our connecting to the Lord and having him return and split the sky and be like, hallelujah, it's over. I mean, that is just the greatest. And why you think, well, there's so many people that will be lost. There will be people that will be lost. But they're not going to get saved if he tarries, if they've already rejected and they said no. That's not going to change nothing. I mean, I don't know if it's from a prophetic point of view, if God's just waiting for the last person to say yes, or if something that's got to be fulfilled. I understand what all the different prophets and prophecy people are saying, but it's in God's economy. I mean, God knows exactly what it is. But man, that is the hope. Come, Lord Jesus. That's what come. Come on. Come on down. Because that's what it's about. It's about hanging out with eternity. Remember, this isn't, no matter where you come in this, this is not about a certain period of time. This is about hanging out with God for all eternity and having it be awesome. You going to tell me that the house you live in now is better than the house that God's been preparing for you? Oh, my goodness. Come on. Come on. The Lord has got great things for us. And the second we get to touch his hand in that way, oh, what a glory that's going to be, right? Hang on to the real Christian hope, spending eternity with the Lord. How cool is that? All right. I got off topic. That's the way it goes. You're listening to the David Swin Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. It's going to take a short break. Got one more trivia question. Don't go anywhere.
Everyone and everything he buys, he's the hungry giant.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office. 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored. Impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Got another trivia question we're going to get ready to share with you. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. I don't want anybody to get, the goal here of the show is to help everybody get closer and closer to the Lord. Okay. So we're going to have differences in theology and differences in the way that we look at things, the way that we approach things. So before I get into the next teaching, I'm going to say this ahead of time so that I can kind of lay the groundwork. I'm going to talk about, in fact, this next segment, the phonies of the faith. But how I'm going to do it's going to be a lot different than you think because I have a Baptist ordination and a Pentecostal ordination. Normally, you can't put those together. But then again, the Lord said, let's make this guy, kind of thing. And the reality check in there is that I actually have a third ordination and a fourth, but I just didn't want to send the money in. That's a fact. I'm not kidding. They said, all you have to do is send in this $245 because I had all the qualifications and not a chance. Now, if it had been like 20, I'd have thought about it. Anyhow, the point is when we talk about that, it's not a denominational challenge. I'm the guy that believes that the Bible is the absolute, absolute word of God, that he created the universe and he can write a book. I believe it's the 39 in the old and the 27 in the new. I believe it's the 66, period. 700 some odd thousand words in the King James. I think the NIV is like 20,000 more or something like that. And then each one is progresses or changes. Here's the bottom line. I believe that God is quite capable of communicating, and he does so. But I do believe that there are people that bring in, it's not just extra biblical, but fanciful teachings. And I think that that's a real problem. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And I think it's important for you to understand that I'm not going towards any one particular person and or denomination because I believe in every Bible-believing, born-again, Christian denomination that there are fantastic men and women and children of God. Absolutely in every group for sure. That's why I enjoy the people of God. It becomes much more problematic when you say it's just my group, it's just our thinking, it's just our version, it's just our interpretation. It's like, dude, seriously, not everybody likes pepperoni and anchovies on their pizza, but it's still got to be a pizza. So if somebody wants Canadian bacon and pineapple, back off. It's fine. I like that. In fact, I don't like the anchovies. I'm just telling. However, if you're really going for it, meat lovers are. Okay, anyway, sorry. Now I'm thinking about pizza. See what you guys did? That's all your fault. Let's talk about our next sponsor, our first sponsor, our very good friend, whom, by the way, I want to just say he's got some family that needs prayer. He's got some people that need some physical, somebody in his family needs some physical healing, and I just want you to lift him up. But let's talk about John.
Big John. Big John.
John's for the Blessed Roofing Company, theblessedroofingcompany.com. His phone number, of course, got one of those great phone numbers, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. No cost to do a check on your roof. It's a zero inspection fee. It's free inspections. A lot of hail, a lot of different things taking place, a lot of wind. And if you need a roof replacement or roof repair, they're the people that you want to go to. He will do it right. No fudging, no making numbers work that shouldn't work. It is what it is. You want it to be truthful, straightforward, and honest, and that's the way he's going to do it. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. That's their website. And like I mentioned, he's got some family members having some physical struggle. You just pray for him. It's not like when you're praying for people, you have to take 90 hours to do it. You just say, oh, yeah, Lord, that guy, that roofing guy on that show, yeah, just help him and his family. That's all you got to do. That takes 5 seconds, 6 seconds. Paul said, I mention you in prayer, not I write an entire liturgical book that's 900 pages in prayer for each and every one of you. He said, I mention you. Mention is good. See, doesn't have to be very long. Anyway, lifting John up, praying for him, praying for his company, praying for them to be blessed, praying for his family. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. Get a chance to talk to him. You will enjoy it. He is full of life. Love that about him. We'll do the trivia. Should we do the trivia now or the next? Let's do the trivia on the next one because I'm already taking up most of the time. Okay, good. All right. I wonder, Julie's just looking at me like, why do you ask me? I do want to talk about this one thing. This is in Mark chapter 12, verse 19 and 20. This has to do with people that are kind of the phonies in faith. It says, verse 19, teacher, they said, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. You ever heard that movie, Seven Brothers, Seven Brides, Seven Brothers? It's an old movie. For those that are remembering that. Anyway, very, very interesting. They tried to catch Jesus in this big ethical dilemma. Seven brothers. They all had this one wife because there was no heir that was raised with them. Nobody even mentions in the family, this family, how do they have seven brothers and not one of them can produce? One of the things I find to be amazing. Anyhow, Jesus takes the moment and just lays it out and says this. And listen to this, what he says. In verse 34 and 35, he says, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. And this is how you spot a phony. They don't know the scripture and they don't know the power of God. These are the people on television that quote scripture partly. Well, judge not, and you won't be judged. Of course, the rest of that verse has to do, all that entire context in Matthew 7 has to do with hypocritical judging, not no judging. The same Jesus that said that statement in John said, judge ye righteous judgment. But you don't hear that quoted. Of course not. That would be balance. We don't do that. The idea is that people use bits and pieces and portions to make cases to reinforce their case or to speak against something. And in lieu of that, they'll do something along these lines. Well, Jesus said, love everybody. Yeah, but Jesus' love wasn't everybody gets to sin all the time. But see, they don't talk about that, or they don't talk about the first message of Jesus, which was what? Repent. So they'll quote Jesus' love message, but they won't quote the repent message. These are people that don't know the word. And Jesus made a very strong point. They don't know the power of God. They don't have an epigenosa with the power of God. They don't have an intimacy with God's power. They have no actual knowledge of God working in lives. They're simply using things as tools to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. In fact, when Jesus got after them, just so you can know, he talked about God. He said about the dead raising. He said, have you not read in the book of Moses, the account of the bush, how God said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It is the I am, not the I was. And what nobody was catching right there was that Jesus was like, look, I am the God of Abraham. Not I was the God of Abraham. I am, because they're alive. And they didn't get the resurrection power. They didn't get the word of God. And his anger is these religious people with bits and pieces of Christian truth or Christian reality. And they take bits and pieces and merge them together with this other rubbish. So the passage tells us, hey, know the word and know the power of God. What is the power of God? I don't know. Did you get saved? Were you touched by God to have a born-again life? Did you find out that Jesus died for your sins? And by having faith in Jesus Christ, you can live forever? Therein lies the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. It is the power. I'm going to read that 116, because I want us to know. I don't want us to guess. I'm turning in my it's not a little Bible. It's not a large print, so kind of it's a little Bible. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. The power of God is what saves you. And these are people that don't know the power of God because they ain't saved, period. Well, do they got to be born again? I don't know. Did Jesus say you have to be born again? Well, yes, he did. Well, then I guess they got to be born again, huh? The power of God. They didn't know the scriptures. They don't know what the word says. They just know bits and pieces and quotes. Those are the phonies. I'm not talking about people that doctrinally argue. You can't sit there and say that the Arminians and the Calvinists are one of them is doctrinally bad. They believe the scripture, the word of God. They believe Jesus Christ died for their sins. They have a different conclusion in certain parts of salvation, of soteriology, and of hamartiology. Fine. But that's not the phonies that quote the word in order to further their cause but have no connection to God. That's what the Sadducees were. You know, Sadducees didn't believe in anything. They didn't believe in God. They didn't believe in angels. They didn't believe in demons. They didn't believe in any of that stuff. That's why they're called Sadducees. They're sad, you see? See, Sadducees. Okay. It's an old joke, but it's a good one. The point is, those people were useless. They're like TV commentator. Did I say that out loud? That slipped right by me, didn't it? TV commentators on weird channels that hate Jesus. A couple of them come to mind. You know, like the ones that stand for Christians not necessary. You know, that kind of stuff. So the idea is to understand that where the real phonies are, it's not doctrinal difference. It's doctrinal denials. Absolutely blowing out the truth for their cause. Those are the phonies. All right, when we come back, we'll do our trivia and the other thing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. and you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now, and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right, where I'm still cutting the yard at 94 degrees. 94 degrees out there for 4 hours. I must have lost 6 pounds. It was great. The great thing about that is that I put all that weight right back on right after I'm done. I get in, right? I cool off, and then I have justified anything I eat, no matter what it is, even if I make it up, like make up a sandwich. Like, you ever done that? So I had a flat flour tortilla, and I had some thin-cut turkey, right? And I took some peanut butter and threw that on and some coleslaw, threw it in the middle, and then threw a little piece of grape jelly in there. And I'm just so justified in eating it because I just left part of my leg out on the yard. What do you think? Is that weird?
Yes.
I won't tell you how bad it gets for me and my wife. My poor wife. She is like the biggest champion in the world because every once in a while, I've done this. I really have done this. And people are going to go, you have not. I'm telling you. And she will testify in a court of law. I will go into the refrigerator and she'll have like rice and some chicken. Like we're going to have like rice and chicken, but like cut up chicken, almost like a sweet and soury kind of thing. And then I will go in and I will take a bowl and I will take 20 different sauces and drop them in together and mix them up and then throw the chicken and the rice in there and then eat it. And my solution is if it's not good, you know what I do? I just take the honey and just open up the honey, just drop it in there, and no matter what, it tastes good. So
Oh my
I didn't say I was normal. I just said that's what I do. It's pretty gross, I guess, sometimes, because soy sauce and barbecue sauce and mustard and ketchup and jams, it doesn't really go.
Yeah.
But if you put honey in it, it's pretty good.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
Yes. All right. Well, that's – you guys are listening. I didn't tell you to listen. This segment brought to you by Dr. Brandon Brown from the Specific Chiropractic Centers, our very own Dr. B, Dr. Brown, Chiro Extraordinaire, who my wife's going to see tomorrow. 972-454-9362. Did you know I was saying his number wrong for like 3 weeks? 972-454-9362. Dr. Brandon Brown, drbrandonbrown.com. Again, anytime you hear us talking about something, if you're having a problem, go to davidspoon.com. We have a sponsors link. It's just probably the easiest way. But drbrandonbrown.com. If you're looking for somebody who's a chiropractor who gets you out of the pain and gets you into the alignment, He's really a great guy. Got a good, really good shared testimony. But I think what he said on the when he was with us last week was the best thing I've heard, and that is you can over adjust. I thought that was really good, because how could every single time you go into a chiropractor? Every time, if you go see a chiropractor twice a week for 4 months, you need an adjustment every time. It's like, is that not working? does it not hold? So I like that he says that, because I think that's true. I think you got to have the adjustments. Got to hold. Got to take. That's just me. You know, I'm not a doctor or anything, which most people are saying right now. You're not a doctor, Dave. Yeah, I know. Trivia question. Here we go. Who is the likely author of Ecclesiastes? Who is the likely author of Ecclesiastes? Now, you're going to sit there and say, well, no, it's identified. Okay, you know how to answer the question. Who's the likely author of Ecclesiastes? You know what to do with that. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. If you have read Ecclesiastes, you know for sure that that author was not having the greatest what's the word? He wasn't having the greatest experiences of life. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. What's going on, brother?
Not much.
All right. Who wrote Ecclesiastes?
It seems like my little brother, Solomon.
That is correct. Solomon wrote that, and he also wrote what were the other books that he wrote?
Proverbs and Songs of Solomon.
That's correct. Isn't that bizarre, though, when you read Proverbs, you can see he's got all this wisdom and all this insight. When you read Ecclesiastes, it seems like he has hit a cliff. It seems like it's a little more downward than the Proverbs to me. And then he writes a love song. It's like a love poem.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. That guy was all over the place. That's what happens when you have too much of something. that's what I'm going to say right there. How you doing? How was your weekend, Sam?
Well, very good. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's your personal view of tithing?
Great question. What a great question. I could probably do a whole hour on it, but let me put it this way. I think that tithing, okay, so there's all these discussions about the law of tithing, and it was a law and so on and so forth. The problem with using the law of tithing is that tithing was around before there was law. Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek before there was a law for Moses to do that, okay? So from that point of view, it's a pre-law principle. Now, having said that, there's a couple other elements that have to go into that evaluation. Here's one of them. Jesus taught to the Pharisees and said, you tithe this and this and this and this, but you forget the weightier matters of the law. But he does say you ought to have done the latter without neglecting the former. So Jesus gives validation to tithing in the sense that he says, well, it's good to tithe, but you really need to be operating in mercy and grace and the major principles that are there. I think that tithing is a great way to live your life, your financial life, in faith. But I do not believe there is a curse against you if you do not tithe, because that is really in opposite direction to what Jesus established as breaking the powers of curse. So I do think it's a generosity
thing. What about, like, you know, there are some church emphasize, like, if you give, then you will get. I mean, I personally don't like that, the way of presenting tithing.
You mean if you tithe, you get rich kind of thing?
That. It's about, like, my devotion, my love, and my
right,
loyalty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it should be. When you pay your tithe, you are not paying – you shouldn't be paying your tithe out of obligation in a law fashion. You should be doing it out of your devotion to the Lord. I mean, that's what we should be doing, everything under that auspices.
Yeah.
A church that teaches if you don't tithe, you'll be cursed, I think is biblically incorrect. That does not make them non-Christians – I just wouldn't attend that church. My mindset is that there are people that do pay tithes, but they give them in such a grudgingly fashion. Even the tithe, not just giving, just grudgingly. It doesn't. It's not helping, no matter what.
One of the teachers I like is teaching, but when it comes to tithing, he said, "No, you remember where that it's mentioned, like the when the new covenant came, so the old one is obsolete." So he used that reference. I disagree with his interpretation or his intake on tithing, personally.
Well, if you use the New Testament from a covenant connection point of view, you have to include Abraham in the new New Testament, because he is superbly mentioned in the book of Galatians as we are children of faith like Abraham, and Abraham paid tithes. So you can't negate that connective element. But again, I don't think the tithe giving is God going, "Oh, you didn't pay tithes, I'm going to have to step on your head." It's like, it's not. I think that's kind of a weird way to think of how God's economy is operating now. Remember, the old covenant, the old agreement was destroyed by us not fulfilling it. That's why there's the new covenant, of which God covers not just his end, but our end, which is why the Holy Spirit lives inside us. So the idea that you are subject to the same type of laws is a misunderstanding of moral law, civil law, and then ceremonial law. And so it's not a moral law for tithing. That's why homosexuality in the Old Testament, New Testament, it's wiped out. It's not acceptable. But the civil law and the ceremonial law, any penalty is done away with in Christ. So that's where the big deal is. But if you do it devotionally, the Lord is going to – I think my simplest answer is the Lord knows. And if you believe you need to do it, or the Holy Spirit's impressed you to do it, then you need to do it. And if the Holy Spirit has impressed you that it's not that way, oh, fine. I don't think it's that one size fits all. I think churches that teach you only prosper that way, that's ridiculous. And I think that churches teach that you never prosper, that's ridiculous. I think the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And that goes outside of covenant.
I'm sorry. You just mentioned that Job's reference. But one of the preachers I saw on the TV, he said, God never said it. That was the Job's statement.
Yeah. But,
how would you explain that?
Well, if God wanted to challenge it, I think he would have done something more than put it in Holy Writ. So, I mean, it's like, well, I don't agree with that, but let's put it in the book so we can confuse everybody. I don't know. Seems a little thin to me.
Thank you so very much, David. You are a blessing, and you give us
thank you, brother,
and a good perspective of how to challenge ourselves to walking with the Lord. And I look forward to hear your program whenever I'm on the road.
I appreciate
that. Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate that. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spinanity. Bye! That's
it. The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.